If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dennis Tager has been with us in the past. He's a spokesperson for the Allied Pilots Association, the pilot union that represents 16,000 pilots of American Airlines. How are you today, Dennis?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Everybody is commenting on what happened at Midway, but when I did a deeper dive, it seems like these aborted landings happen quite frequently. Is that true?
Well, they happen from time to time. Let's just get this right out up front. What we have were some the Southwest pilots. There's a crew of heroes. In seconds, and even less than that, down to 1 or 2 seconds, they had to make a critical decision to go around. And that decision displayed the airmanship, the judgment, and the skill set to save lives. And that's what happened. And the pilot union there has voiced that, and we stand with them saying, tip of the hat, well done. But now we've got to move on and figure out how to prevent this near collision from ever happening again. And it's not uncommon news. A go-around for pilots, as our pilots at APA are trained like the Southwest pilots, it's not an uncommon maneuver. We do it sometimes when the weather is low and we don't see the runway. So we're well-trained for that. It happening at this late stage, so near to the runway, something we also train for. But those pilots, they performed it with expertise. And thank goodness there were two of them on the airplane. Many are pitching for getting just one pilot up there, but that's another story. So, well done. But
absolutely.
The NTSB is obviously investigating this. They're going to get the details. And the key part of this is no matter what created it, we've got to find something that stops this from happening.
Because people that don't fly jets noticed two things yesterday. How calm his response was. What just happened there? That was it. And the other issue is that people are concerned because for some reason it's either happening more often, or we've seen a loss of life in the past month and a half, but people are getting a little on edge about the safety of flying. And I think that you could spout numbers that show that it's very safe to fly. We can all look up those numbers, but
we know the numbers.
Yeah,
we hear the data. It's there. And our pilots at APA exhibit it every day like pilots across the industry. But it's clear that the system is under pressure. We are going to protect the safety margin, but we'll stand tall with every other pilot union saying it's safe out there, but we're going to need some help. The system is under pressure. There's oftentimes a hurry up but take your time. It's insidious. Those are human beings flying the airplane, and our pilots report to APA all the time where these insidious things are happening, even with ATC. So the soundest piece of advice, and that can go into any family's home, take a minute for safety. We don't know what caused this, but it's clear that the system is under pressure. And if you just take a minute, literally sometimes just seconds, you'll always be safer. And that's what we're going to continue to inform our pilots, air traffic controllers, ground crews, flight attendants, gate agents. This is a symphony of safety. You know, you wouldn't walk into a surgery, an open heart surgery, and go to the surgeon and say, hey, come on, can you hurry it up here? How quick can you get this done? And really, that's what's going up. That's what's happening in the skies. And you've got at least two trained professional pilots up there making sure that that interruption doesn't happen. So we're going to get there. And leadership in the new administration is talking about not having these things happen again. We'll stand with them on that. Let's get busy doing things instead of just saying things.
Okay, but the issue is the reports on the FAA layoffs earlier this month. Dozens of probationary FAA employees were handed pink slips. Many of them, to my understanding, included employees who produced critical ATC maps. You just mentioned that. Tell everybody what ATC maps are and the importance of them.
Well, that term, I'm going to confess, I may know what that gets to. I'm not sure exactly that duty. But I'm sure that it's important to the process and the system. Otherwise, those folks wouldn't have been hired. But rather than, as tough as that is for the families there, we're going to focus on ensuring that we're doing the job safely, no matter what the decisions being made are. And Secretary Duffy has assured with very strong words that above all else, we will do this safely, and we'll stand with him, and we'll be a partner in that. And as a matter of fact, just like he did, we'll demand it. And your pilots are the last line of defense. The Southwest pilots proved that the other day. And we're not going to stop that fight, and we're going to protect our passengers no matter what.
But should we get to the point where we're at the last line of defense?
But we're prepared for it. The idea is to have anything that happens like this, get it trapped way early. The pilots of APA report these pressures. The good news is we're talking about it, we're reporting it, we're identifying it instead of being in denial. And we're going to get to a better place here, but that doesn't mean that we're blind to the threats that are out there, and that's what flying's all about. As I referenced the surgeon knows the risks there, but you train, you prepare, and you ensure that everybody's focused on the same thing, and you demand the discipline and the support to get it done, and one of them is don't rush me.
And where do these pieces of video come from? Some people said that there are webcams at every airport. Others say it's vloggers who are filming landings and takeoffs and posting them. Like in the instance of the Midway video, is that just a standard cam that is at the airport?
That's a great point. I'll tell you that as tough as some of them are to watch, it really is a gift to be able to see it. You know, oftentimes explaining something is hard to tell, even as a pilot. But when you see it, it just makes it real. And, you know, passenger safety, aviation safety is real. So wherever those cameras are, oftentimes I hear of something happening and think, I hope maybe they had a camera on it. And lo and behold, it is. So it's there. So that helps with investigations, obviously the data within the airplane, testimony. All of this in an effort to ensure that these things never happen again, even if they're just close calls. So, you know, we've been on before. Pilots are passionate about this. Yeah, call us obsessed on safety. We're never going to change.
About the pilot of the private jet, there are reports that he was told by air traffic control to stop several times, and obviously that did not happen. So what happens to him? How is he held accountable for the mistake that some would say he made, but until you have all the details, you don't know? But in that case, how do they hold someone like that accountable?
Well, we've got to get all the details, and frankly, the authorities will get all the details. So I think we'll hold off, you know, what will happen when we get all that information, and that's up to the NTSB. So clearly something didn't go well. And there's no pilot out there that says, hey, today I'm just going to taxi across the runway because
right.
I want to.
It would have been his life. He wouldn't, you know, he wasn't out there giving up his life or the life of his passengers either. I get it.
The key is find out where there's an area where confusion could have happened and get to that. Deal in the reality that something can be missed, and how do we trap that? So I know it seems alarming, but the bottom line is you go to where the potential problem is. We have a saying here, investigate accidents before they happen. It's all preventative. So we've got to get more than just saying that. We've got to dedicate ourselves to looking at where the risks are. You can get in your car and drive along, and I'd say, tell me three or four areas where you think you could do things better or the traffic lights could be set up better. You might find those. And that's the way we embrace aviation, is everyone's got an idea, and we've got to review them constantly. We cannot rest on our laurels of previous record. We've got to be on our guard at all times. And above all, do not rush. Rushing in this business means you're probably just rushing to the scene of an incident.
So that's a message that is shared among pilots. Do not rush. Or is that for everyone involved in air travel?
Everyone. Thank you. We focus on the area we can talk about, but our pilots are talking about the threat of rush to comply, as we call it, and every pilot out there knows it. Get in your car, and if I'm right there saying, let's go, hurry up, but be careful. Those two can't coexist. So it's pretty common sense, but it's crucial to the foundation of safety, and we've got to make sure that we're constantly voicing that and actually doing it.
You're a great representative of your fellow pilots. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very kind. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Dennis Tager, spokesperson for the Allied Pilots Association. That's the pilots union that represents the 16,000 pilots of American Airlines.